I just want to say that the way everyone reacted when you said to recognize him by hands, like
everybody understood the implications of that immediately.
Welcome to this episode of the Romance Class Podcast. Romance Class is a community of Filipino authors of romance in English. Since 2013, our community has helped over 80 authors publish over 100 books. We also have a podcast, which is what you're watching to or listening to right now, which has been a space for us to explore more of what we can do with the books and what we can discuss with the authors. This podcast is produced by Mina Villas-Guerra and Tanya Arpa and is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. My name is Mina Villas-Guerra and I will be hosting the episode today. We are now on season 4 of the Romance Class Podcast and this is our season premiere. We want to focus more on discussions this season with Romance Class authors and what we like to write and read and watch. This episode, we will be speaking to 7 authors who are part of the Romance Class Tropetastic Kindness Bundle, an anthology of 15 romance stories available for pre-order now at kilig.pub/tropetastic. It releases on February 14, Valentine's Day, 9 a.m. Philippine time. Before we go and talk to the authors, I would like to mention that this is the time to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't yet. So we have links where you can subscribe and listen to the podcast through the podcatcher of your choice. We have Spotify, Apple, Google, Stitcher, and a feed. And let's begin. So we have batches of authors who wrote the stories, and we will talk about their stories today. May we have our first batch? Let's bring in Don Lanuza and Carla De Guzman.
Hi.
Hi, Don. Hi, Carla.
Hey.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Carla.
So hey, guys.
So this is how it'll work. We wrote, apparently, an anthology of short stories. We kind of came together in December during almost a year of quarantine and lockdown, and Ancela Corsino, who's an author who helped us organize a charity bundle that we did for Taal last year, suggested let's do something new because there's always something to be raising funds for, and we came up together with this project. So the idea for the theme for the anthology, which is a shared setting for all the stories, actually came from Carla. And
apparently,
we discovered.
I do not recall.
And the idea for assigning tropes by fate or roulette came from Dawn. So we will be talking to Dawn and Carla and also several other authors, not just about the anthology as a whole, but their stories as well. How about let's start with Dawn?
Okay, introducing myself. Hi, everyone. I'm Dawn Lanuza. I write romance, young adult fiction, and poetry. For this anthology, my story is called Noted. My trope, actually the trope that was provided for me by Faith was single parents, but I swapped that to there's only one bed and it's heat level 0, kahit my bed.
How?
You'll find out.
What was happening with your original trope? Why did you want to swap it?
I actually was hoping for secret shy ball. Because we had
everyone's
a lot.
Favorite.
Yeah, everyone wanted the secret shy ball trope. We had 13 tropes there with the original group of people who said yes to the bundle. So we were in a call like this, not live. So we were looking for tropes. The single parent trope wasn't wrecked by me, but I know a lot of people love that trope as well. But I just felt
I'm not ready for the trope yet. Not ready. Hindi naman ako magkakaanak nun, di ba? But yeah, but I did wait for a couple of weeks to see if I could actually do it. So I did marinate with the trope. And then eventually I saw someone swapping. So I said, oh, we can do this. Yes. Because at first we thought we had to do like suhol, ganyan, under the table. Under the table deals, can you swap? But I know like everyone wanted like their original trope. So I was like, maybe I'm stuck with the single parent trope. Maybe I can do this. And then I saw someone swap. I was like, oh my God, yes, this is my chance. So I swapped it really quick. And then I got There's Only One Bed, which is kind of like one of my favorite tropes as well. If you know the movie, it happened one night. I think so it was kind of like an old movie. So that's also There's Only One Bed. So I thought, oh yeah, I think I can work with this. And the idea was there right away. So yeah, it's better. The single parent, I did like think of something, but I wasn't like, I don't know how to do it yet. So it wasn't meant to be. But I'm so happy that somebody got that trope anyway.
Yes, we'll be talking to the person who got that trope today also. Thank you, Dawn. Carla, how about you? Your trope, your story, any secrets to be shared?
Hi, my name is Carla De Guzman. I'm a romance author from the Philippines. The trope that I got was forced proximity. Destiny has chosen this to be my trope. And I think like from the moment that I got the trope from the roulette, I thought, okay, we can do this. You can do something with this. And the first thing that popped into my head was the scene from You've Got Mail where Tom Hanks and his girlfriend at the time in the movie, they get stuck in an elevator and there are other characters there and they're all talking about, you know, when I get out of this elevator, I want to do this, I want to do that. And that was kind of my starting point for the forced proximity story. So congrats, you're in love is the story I wrote. Guys, it's heat level one. Are you surprised? Because I am. Actually, technically, when I first submitted it, I thought it was heat level zero because they don't actually do anything. Like, well, they do something, but
something.
You know, something. They do some things on page, but then most of it is like not there. But then I think you have to read the story to understand why it's heat level one. But actually, nothing happens on page or off the page. But anyway, Congrats, You're in Love is about roommates, Zach and Cammy, and they get stuck in an elevator together, but which is the worst thing ever for Cammy because she has, because of her work, she realized something about Zach. And she doesn't want to tell him. So, yeah, it's agonizing to be in a small space with someone, especially when we haven't quite decided yet how you feel about them. So that's my story from Heat Level Zero, na promote level one. I know, right?
So, I was the one who promoted it to Heat Level One, but I was thinking about it for a long time because it seemed like not exactly a zero. So
yeah, because they do some things in the elevator.
And then I felt that it was just a function of the story ending when it did. But you can assume that something happened. So
yeah. The original plan really was they would move on somewhere else and then do it. But then I thought, no. Let's end it where it ends. So yeah, that's why I don't think of it as a demotion naman. It's normal. Heat level 3 is there to stay naman for me. It'll come back. For a longer work.
So we're seeing the comments. Hello, friends.
Hey, friends. In the comments. On the comment section.
So we're giving every author a chance to talk about their story individually in these batches. But later, at the end of everything, we will answer your questions. We will discuss everything. So thank you so much for joining us today. And this will be part of the podcast also, wherever you subscribe to the podcast. that's it for now for Don and Carla. See you again later. Before we call on the next batch, I'd just like to mention that we have a newsletter, an email newsletter. We are on romancepodcast.com/kilig. And if you prefer to receive updates on the podcast through email, then please subscribe and you will get notifications when we're about to go live, because we are seriously doing this podcast more regularly. We have a lot of things lined up and we want to discuss our books and the themes around our books a lot more. So thank you, Dawn. Thank you, Carla. Next up, let's have author Suzette Borja, Georgette Gonzalez, and Angel C. Aquino. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So, good evening from where I am.
Yes.
Early morning. Early morning.
When the round gets to you, please definitely introduce yourself and mention where you are, because, you know, exciting. How about let's start with Georgette? Hi.
Hi. So for those listening and for those online with us watching via live stream, I'm Georgette Gonzalez, Filipino author of romance. I also write crime fiction every now and then. I started writing in Tagalog for my special Valentine. So first time ko to mag-podcast with everybody. So
yay! Glad you could make it. So
yay!
Please tell us your trope and your story.
Okay. The ruleta assigned me to, what was the first? Sleeps with everyone but you. So parang, patama ba to sa akin? Hello? So masyado kong hurt. Ganyan. Tapos I was thinking about, how am I gonna do this? I was talking to Layla. Parang we threshed out a few ideas. And then I saw the single parent trope waiting there. And I'm like, Mina, can I have that instead? So she just said, yeah, but it's a spare thing. It's a spare trope, so you can get it if you want to. So di sige. Because I have a better idea of dealing with a single parent, I guess. I kept speaking with Layla about how things are, she being a single parent herself, what the problems could arise from, you know, introducing an outsider to single parent family. Like, I have a best friend who's also a single mom, but contrary to probably the experience of Layla, my friend's son never got to know his father. So may ibang dynamics, I guess, when the children know their father and when they don't know one parent. So I guess that's where it came from, and it developed from there. Ang interesting, because I got the name of my love interest from one of our vendors. I work as an accounts payable clerk, freight company here. So I get to meet a lot of people on email ganyan. So yung name niya, it stuck with me because it's so bagay sa LI. His name was Juan Pablo Hernandez Munoz. O, di ba? So, parang ako, shit, gagamitin ko tong pangalan one of these days. So, I gave it, got the name there. So, yun, heat level 0 for now. Pero let's see kapag binuo ko na yung story.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you, Georgette. Next up, Angel.
Hey, thanks, Mina. Hi, everyone. I'm Angel C. Aquino. I'm a freelance writer and editor and also a romance author. So my story is entitled Home at Last, and the trope that I got is the protector. Yeah, that was the original trope that I got assigned via the ruleta. And I thought, okay, yeah, I could work with this. So my story, the character, the main character, her name's Cherry Ramilio. She's a news anchor. Trivia, she is actually a character in my upcoming book, which is YA Feels Like Home, which is going to be part of the Romance Class Flickr. And, well, I was supposed to be editing that last year, and I was hoping it would come out last year, but as we all know, last year was very tumultuous and challenging year, so it wasn't a good writing year for me. And when this opportunity came up to write a short story, I thought, okay, I think this is such a nice way to get the creative juices flowing again. And sure enough, it did, because when I was brainstorming about the characters or who I wanted to write a story about, then I thought, hey, I can work with this character. She's a minor character in the novel. And I thought I wanted to make a story for her. Cherry is a popular news anchor, and she happens to have a stalker ex-boyfriend that she has to deal with. And luckily, she has a good friend who happens to be her crush, Rafi, who kind of, you know, protects her. So, but at the same time, she is also a protector in her own right, because of her job. So yeah, so that's the trope that I played with. And yeah, hope you like the story.
Thank you, Angel. Next up, Suzette.
Hi, everyone. I'm Suzette de Borja, and I write romance, and I've been part of the romance community since 2014. My origin story. Okay, so for this anthology, the Ruleta gave me the trope locked out of the apartment. So I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't too keen on that trope at the start, but I decided to stick with it and, you know, challenge myself. It's about Nina, who is an emergency medicine doctor in training. And she's had a rough day at work, and she comes home and she finds out that she left her key at the hospital, and she has a meltdown. So striding down the corridor is her neighbor, Sam, who she friend zoned a week ago. Sam offers refuge, and it's awkward because she friend zoned him a week ago. This one actually, it's heat level zero. Shocker. <No. laughs> I didn't have enough time, I think, to research on about other professions. So I decided to make it about a doctor. And then for the school teacher, it's based on some of the teachers of my daughter. In her school. So yeah, that's it. I hope you like it.
Thank you. So yeah, that's funny reactions actually to the heat level, because we put up the table of contents with chart descriptions and heat levels. So it's funny how people have been reacting to the heat levels that they're seeing in the table of contents, and what might be surprises is the heat levels from certain authors. There are a few doctor romance and several teacher characters in the anthology. It just turned out that way, huh? Interesting. Were you consulting each other? I noticed some of the stories had characters or settings that were similar. Were you actually consulting other people also writing stories?
I spoke with Suzette because I saw in our shared file that her LI was a teacher of an international school, and my MC is a school nurse. So parang naghanap ako using the map. I was trying to look for a school that's near where our condo peg, the area is. And then I was talking to her and I was like, is that the same school that my school nurse works at? And she says, pwede naman. So let's think about it. Because we were looking at the map, and we were looking at, what's the name of, the original name of the school is Reedley International School. Mm-hmm. So let's say, let's think about something else, blah, blah, blah. So, but hindi kami nag-usap about if they were going to meet or anything, but it's the same school.
I think that's what some people will pick up on when they read, that they might actually think that some of these people are office mates or actually work together. MCU is shaking. Thank you, Pat. Yeah, so thank you. So that was our next batch of authors. Thank you so much. They'll be back later. Thank you for talking about your stories and your trope. So everyone at the comments, if you have questions and comments for the authors, just leave them there. We'll get back to that and have everybody back on later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we will tell you how to subscribe to the podcast. So a thing that we're trying to do is make the podcast available in more platforms. We are usually in podcatchers that you subscribe to, but now we are on YouTube and Twitch and also the Facebook page at Romance Class Books. So what you can do if you are on YouTube is to head on over to kilig.pub/YouTube and then click subscribe. And you can see the other content that we've created as well. Fun stuff that we've done. And if you hit the bell, you will actually get notified when we have something new and when we go live, which is a thing we're doing. Amazing. So for scheduled live streams, you can also choose to be reminded by hitting set reminder on the video. So we will have, when we have something live, we will put up a premiere video and you can hit set reminder on that. Okay, next up, our next group of authors, we have Jay, Tria, and Kat Briones.
Hello!
Hi!
Hi!
Hi! So,
hello.
I'm seeing a guest in Jay's video. So it's yes. Jay and...
Yes, it's me and Luke.
Yes.
I brought a bad boy.
Flushy Luke.
Rockstar Luke.
Thank you for bringing a friend.
Stand-tall Luke,
to the podcast.
Yes. He's happy to be here with his pants on.
So let's have each of you introduce yourselves, talk about your trope and your story, and any secrets you can share about the story. How about let's start with Jay?
Hello, I'm Jay. I'm an author of romance. I've written YA before, but mostly it's new adult and adult in the past few books. So my trope, according to the Roulette, was actually Enemies to Lovers, also known as the Six de los Reyes special. Which is fine and it's fun when I was actually able to get a few. Six is alive, she's alive there somewhere, so hi Six. And anyway, it's actually a fun trope and I enjoy reading it and I was able to get a few thousand words out. But I also felt like I wasn't going to make it to the fun line. So I was just whining about it in the group chat with the mommies Aguilanera and Karen Santillan and Ines Bautista-Yao, the last two of which are also part of this bundle. And Ines just says, I have siblings, best friend, do you want to swap? And I know we were all thinking about trope swap drama, like some bribery and hard negotiation, but none of that happened. It's just really Ines being nice and sweet and just throwing it out and me just grabbing onto that as a lifeline. And yeah, so I worked with that. It was kind of a subtrope to Friends to Lovers, which is where I'm at right now. So that went well for me. The story is called You Belong With Me. And I also sang the song in my head when I was writing the words down. It's not necessarily a reference. It's about Mira, who has worked in Dubai abroad for most of her adult life and has come back to the Philippines. And is kind of retired at the moment. Must be nice and all. And she has been resting up in Bataan with the parents. And for the night, she had to go to the city. And she was supposed to crash with her brother, her kuya. But for some reason, the kuya gave her the condo address of Johan, who is the kuya's best friend, somebody that she's known for a long time and somebody that she's had feelings for the longest time. And yeah, so my mutual emotions that never actually came into fruition, things didn't really line up for them. And so in one night and a day, things might just change. So it's heat level 3 and they are in their 30s. So older than us because we're all 25.
Thank you. Kat, how about you?
Hi. Hello. My name is Kat Briones. I'm also a Filipino author. I write both young adult and new adult. My tropetastic story is titled Two Doors Down. The trope assigned to me was mail or parcel delivered by mistake, and I assigned by the ruleta. That was I did heat level 0. Ayun, I was planning of a I was planning a higher heat level, pero hindi pa marunong. more research needed. So ayun, this features the LI is a character from my other book, Chasing Mr. Prefect, si Patsy Patricia. So my story starts with the MC, a photographer named Luigi. He lives in 11A. He comes home from a 3-week work trip, and when he checks his mail, there's something there that doesn't belong to him. That was, ayun, he checks with reception and he finds out it belongs to the tenant from 11K, which is Patricia. I mostly consulted Jay kasi college professor. Ayun. That was, ayun. I hope you guys will like the story then.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much. So those are the authors that we have right now. We will create more opportunities to speak to more authors who are part of the anthology. And just down the line through the season, we'll talk to more authors and geek out about these things in our books or that inspire romance and what we write about. So thank you, Jay and Kat. We'll have you back later. Thank you. Before we have everyone back on again, just a few things. We've mentioned how you can subscribe to the podcast. So definitely subscribe. You can subscribe now on YouTube and follow Romance Class Books on Facebook, the page. The podcast will be live there also. You can subscribe through email and get notified when we're about to have a new episode. And please tell your friends to subscribe as well. So please share the link. Please share the episode today. And if your friend is into Spotify or Apple or Google or Stitcher or a feed for their podcast, please share the link for them. Thank you so much. We have the pre-order up on kilig.pub/tropetastic. It's been up since February 10. I was asked for an update. We have $676.50. Right now, as pre-orders. So we were getting questions actually if the bundle can be given away as a gift. And the answer is yes, it can be gifted, but not while it's on pre-order. When the bundle goes live on Valentine's Day, 9 a.m. Philippine time, and everyone receives their pre-ordered book, you can now also gift that to somebody else. You can give the donation on behalf of someone and input their email address so they will receive the book instead of you. So thank you so much to the people who are asking about that and suggesting it. We will have more information about the organizations that we are giving the funds to. We were very surprised about the very positive reaction to the pre-order. So we put together 3 beneficiaries now, and we will be sending information to the people who pre-ordered and bought. So thank you so much. That has been the podcast episode, our season premiere for the Romance Class Podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe, and please tweet about not just the bundle but also the podcast. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Dami natin.
Nina, I realized we haven't talked about your story yet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Your story.
Yeah, you should tell
your
us
what your story is about.
Host lang pala ako. Oh. Okay. Sige, oh nga. Sige, I'll ask. My name is Nina B.S. And, syempre, I wanted to answer kagad the question that came in, but sige, let me delay that. My story is called Pleasure to Meet You. The trope I got was minor celebrity. So the funny thing is, to answer a question that was sent in earlier, like how did we come up with the trope? This is the answer. It's connected to my story. We were all in a call and we knew how many people were participating. And what we did was we collected tropes, like we threw tropes into a list. And we were just naming tropes we wanted to see. And it had to be the exact number of authors plus one. So I was the person who actually yelled out minor celebrity to be added to the list. The point of that trope was it should be a celebrity, but not like a super celebrity. It's just someone very specifically famous for one thing, but a stranger pretty much to everyone else. So I ended up getting the trope that I suggested, which is funny because it was funny coming up with it. So what I did was I made a story about a girl who, as a favor to her sister, she joins an episode of a dating show on TV. And the guy that she set up with is like her favorite YouTuber. But it's a very specific ASMR pottery kind of YouTube channel. So nobody actually knows his face, but she recognizes his hands. She recognizes him from from here, and she recognizes the shelf, essentially the background of his of his apartment and his hands. And so that's how it starts, and that's what the story is about. And it's TWC, so haha. Not knowing the face apparently doesn't matter as much in my story. So my story is called Pleasure to Meet You.